Today, as many of you know, kicks off the season of Lent, the 40-day journey that we make with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he makes his way to the cross. Tonight, we'll do something that is perhaps relatively new to most of you. We will be imposing ashes on our foreheads. Perhaps some of you are asking, Pastor, why are we doing this tonight? Why are we having ashes smeared on our foreheads? Isn't that Catholic? Well, yes, it is, to the extent that the word Catholic means universal. And the season of Lent invites us to consider the universal truth about who we are as human beings. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. But why is this important? Why is it important that we remember this truth during this season? Well, it's important, first of all, because it reminds us of our creation. The biblical story in the second chapter of Genesis reminds us that we are created from the dust of the ground. Not only us, but every living creature is created from the dust of the ground. Yes, we have the Spirit of God that has been breathed into us, the Spirit of life, but we are created. We are from the dust. We are intricately related and connected to this world and to all the rest of creation. The name of the first human being, Adam, is a pun on the Hebrew word Adamai, which means ground, our soil. We are not created from outside of the created order, but the Bible wants us to understand that we are created from within the created order, and we are created from it. We are dust, and it is to dust that we shall return. We are created not only to be good stewards of God's creation, but we are created to reflect God's glory within it. To denigrate creation and the world is to denigrate ourselves. There are some Christian traditions that denigrate God's good creation, but we are reminded that we are intricately linked to the creation, for we are created out of the dust, and it is to the dust that we shall return. Secondly, we are reminded that we are mortal. Like every other human creature, we are going to die. Not only are we made from dust, but we will return to the dust. To reflect this is not to be morbid. It is a reminder that we are finite and limited. It is a reminder that our lives are governed by constraints, that the span of days that we are allotted are a gift, and that it matters how we live our lives and what we do with our days. We are finite, limited, mortal creatures. And yet it is this knowledge, the knowledge that we are going to die, it's this knowledge that concerns us and that causes us to be anxious. The knowledge that we are finite and mortal creatures creates within us anxiety about our lives. And it is in order to ease this anxiety that we make our deals with the forces and the powers of death. In order to ease our anxiety, we turn our lives over to the idols of this world, and we begin to listen to their promises that our lives can be enhanced and fortified if we just follow them and if we just sell our souls to them. The power of money says, follow me, I will enhance and fortify your lives. Sell your soul to me. The power of violence says, follow me, I'll protect you. Follow me, sell your soul to me. The power of race and class says, follow me, I will give your life meaning and fulfillment. Follow me. And of course, the power of consumerism in our society says the same. Follow me, give your life to me, and I will make you happy and fulfilled. Those are the promises of the idols of our world. Those are the promises of the forces and powers of death in our world. But if we follow those voices, if we follow those powers, we will be following and walking in the ways of death. During the season of Lent, we are asked to reflect on all the ways that we give our lives to the powers of death. Lent asks us to reflect on all the ways that we resist God's loving grace and mercy in order to make our deals with death. My mentor in Atlanta, Nibs Troops, used to say that the season of Lent does not intend to tell us how bad we are, but the season of Lent tells us how hungry we are, how much we long for relief from our anxieties. The good news is that because of the grace and mercy of a loving God, the forces and powers of death do not have the last word. The last word belongs to God. The last word belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has defeated the forces and powers of death once and for all. We don't have to be anxious about our lives. We don't have to be fearful about our future. We are free to live our lives in freedom. We are free to live our life in light of God's love and mercy and forgiveness, and to extend that love and mercy and forgiveness to one another. We are free to live our lives in accordance to God's life-giving spirit. But the truth is, we don't really believe and trust in God. We're not really sure that we want God's spirit disrupting the patterns of our lives. When we give our hearts and our minds and our imaginations over to the forces and the powers of death, then God's life-giving spirit appears either unrealistic or it appears threatening to us. We can't imagine a world lived under the power of God's spirit. We can't imagine living our lives in a way that isn't controlled by the power of money. We can't imagine living our lives in a way that isn't lived under the power of violence. We believe in violence. We believe that violence is redemptive. We can't imagine not living our lives under the categories of things like race and class. We believe in those kind of things. We can't imagine living in a world where the powers of consumption do not call our name. We believe that in order to live, you have to have things. You have to go for the gusto. We believe in that, and we give our lives over to that. Yet we are invited during the season of Lent to walk out of the categories of death and to live our lives in accordance to God's life-giving spirit. The season of Lent asks us to examine our journey under the powers of death. It asks us to turn in another direction from the powers of death and to follow the ways of the Spirit. But we don't know if we can do that. We don't know if we can move in that direction. We don't know if we can turn our lives around from the spirits, from the forces and powers of death. We're like the first generation during Jesus' time. When we see God's life-giving spirit breaking into our world, when we see the power of God's grace breaking into our world, we either run in terror or we cry, crucify him! Crucify him! The life of Jesus reveals the extent to which we've given our lives over to the forces and the powers of death. We don't know if we can trust God's grace and mercy and love in our lives. And yet the season of Lent asks us to imagine a whole different way. The season of Lent asks us to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he makes his way to the cross, the way of life, the way of self-giving love. We begin this journey of Lent reminding ourselves that without God's life-giving spirit, all we are is glorified dust. Without God's life-giving spirit, we are dust, and to dust we shall return. But with God's life-giving spirit operating in our lives, then we are promised life, abundant life, new life, the life that reconciles us to God's reign, the reign of God's love. I'd invite you during this season, as we begin to journey with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to the cross, that we turn our lives around, that we examine our lives, and that we begin to move in the direction that brings eternal life.